I think that's pretty much the shortest gospel you'll hear. I didn't skip anything. That's how short it is. Probably, what, 3-4 verses. But what beautiful words to contemplate, and how we can imagine they must have echoed in the ears of the disciples. You know, this is from an earlier chapter. It's not from, you know, one of the Lord's resurrection appearances, but he said, the Spirit will remind you of the things that I've said. He'll remind you at the right time. And so we can just imagine, like Paul and Barnabas in the Acts of the Apostles, going around and preaching in strange countries, starting with the synagogues, beginning to preach to the Jewish people, and yes, finding believers among them, but then they also discover that the word of the Lord is attractive and has this compelling force with so many more people. And at the same time, they discover, well, yes, it has the power to attract, but it also inspires jealousy among the world and inspires contradiction and persecution. And yet, they are encouraged by the words of the Lord, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. No one will be able to take them out of my hand. No one will be able to take the dear ones that my Father gave to me away from me." And we can imagine that, well, not imagine, but we know that those words not only echoed in and encouraged the apostles after the resurrection, but this is really the beginning of the whole history of the church, right? The spreading of the gospel to all nations. I mean, look at us here today. We all have heritage from everywhere in the world, really. And so the Lord's purpose was to gather his people through his word, to gather his people to himself and to his heart. And he's given us the means, all the means we need to stay close to him and not to be taken out of his hand. There's one story that comes to mind. A few years ago, it was part of my training in the Dominican Order. I was an intern at a hospital, and I mean, this one lady that I was giving some instruction to, that was a moving thing to begin with. You know, she had a rough life, and she had some Catholic relatives, but she had never received any sacraments, but she desired to receive baptism. She did receive baptism and confirmation and Eucharist and confession. Well, no, she didn't need confession because she was just baptized. But one of the times that I was meeting with her, and we didn't know how much time she had left, and I was going over the creed with her, I believe in God the Father Almighty, what does that mean, et cetera, et cetera. And I'd spent about a half an hour with her maybe that time. And then one of the nurses told me that there was a guy across the hall, another patient that wanted me to come and see him. And when I got there, I said, "Hi." And he said, "Well, they had my hospital bed in the hallway before they brought me into my room, and I heard you going over the creed, going over the gospel with this lady, and I just wanted to let you know that it blessed me." And so, you know, my sheep hear my voice, right? It wasn't through my words, it was the words of the statement of what we believe, handed down through the ages, from the time of the apostles. Little old me was kind of reciting it with her and instructing her about it, but this man also heard the voice of the good shepherd through that moment. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. No one will take them out of my hand. Now, does that mean that it's impossible for us to be lost? I'm sorry, but no, that's not what it means. It means that we have all the means, all the ways, everything we need to stay close to the Lord. My sheep hear my voice. His voice moves us to faith, hope, and charity. His voice oftentimes moves us, if we listen, to repentance. And as John has this great vision of the Lamb on the throne, protecting and nourishing his people, he protects us and nourishes us with the teaching of the church, with the sacraments, with the scriptures. And my sheep hear my voice. Oftentimes that means we hear the voice of the Lord calling us to prayer, calling us to repentance, calling us to imitate the Lord himself in acts of charity for our neighbor. So let us give thanks that the Lord has moved us to faith. The Lord has called us. May we listen to the voice of the shepherd. May we listen to his voice over all those loud voices of the world, calling us to distraction, calling us maybe to all the worldly concerns and jealousies and fears. May we find some quiet and listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd.